here at the convention, could you tell me your impression of the comic convention and of the booth that you're sitting in and meeting people? What's that like?
They're fantastic. It's still sinking in. Each day I see something else that I hadn't seen. I mean, the first reaction is that it's getting to the booth. It's incredibly crowded. It's mayhem to help plug Kez there. But just to get through the crowd is monstrous. And then you start looking at the produce, and your head spins. And I'm now speaking on the second day of being there, and I'm beginning to see some things that I've seen before, but new things. And I'm getting used to the crowds, and I run to get behind the booth where they can't get at me too much, and then wait for somebody to come and want to get at me, you know, and say hello. So it can get lonely back there if nothing is happening.
Well, you tell me you had a special encounter with somebody who was very emotional about the show. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think his name was Joel Cohen. I read on him about 10 years younger than me, I guess. Bearded, silver hair, probably a baseball cap kind of guy. Florida comes to mind, the khaki sort of thing. And he said, that was my first and most favorite ever TV show. And I said, well, thank you. Then he began scooping up souvenirs and personally signed things from me, and turned to Gary. He says, I can't tell you how much this means to me. Not just the old show, but that moment meant to him. And he was tearful, and I felt the same. And we shook hands. I may never see him again, but I really know that I touched that man's life, mm-hmm. or at least his childhood. And it was, you know, and then, as I say, then you move on, and some callous person who's come to the wrong counter, you know, ask for something that you couldn't possibly deliver, and that sort of brings you back to reality. But I hope I'm not being sentimental, because it was a very with this gentleman.
I have no problem with sentimentality.
No.
So,